The Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up here in a second, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, multiple locations. I've been a customer now for years. I want to talk to Hot Tub Vinny. He's here with me. Hot tubs, hot spring, hot tub. I love mine. I've had mine now, I think, 5 years. I use it, Vinny, all the time. I cannot believe the difference. My muscles, my attitude. And we are what I consider coming into real hot tub season. I use mine all year round, but man, on a cold fall night, even in the winter when it's 20 below, I'm in mine, no problems. I love it. Tell us why a hot tub is so good for your health.
Well, it's hot. Anytime you're in heat, your body responds well, circulation increases. And when that happens, a lot of good things are happening. That's why we say every day made better. When you sit in hot water, you're physically better below the water. You're mentally better above the water. Kids back to school, get one. And you're relationally better beyond the water. And it's because of what hot heat does to the body. And you're submersed in it. And it is fantastic this time of year and 365 days a year, no doubt about it.
The technology that hot springs, hot tubs, what they have is unbelievable. I barely have to do anything to mine. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to energy efficiency, I tell this to people all the time, and they kind of like, no, come on. The difference in our electric bill is just a couple dollars a month. That's how these things are specifically made. Hot springs, hot tubs are made for our cold weather climate. I love them. Folks, go to Hot Spring Spas. Check them out. You can even test drive one in the store. Where are you located, Vinny?
We're located in West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You will not be disappointed. Now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast. Jay Thomas Show, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I'm back. I'm back, baby.
But is your back back?
No, my back is not completely back. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I think I overdid it this past weekend. Sunday, I was, I purchased a big workbench tool cabinet for the garage, one of these big ones on wheels.
Oh, the ones you see in all the tool commercials?
Yeah, these big one, man. It's like 6 feet long, butcher block top on it. And me and my buddy Steve didn't realize how heavy that thing was. And finally got it unloaded and moved around. And next thing you know, I was like, oh, that tweak wasn't good. That's not going to be good. Then woke up yesterday and went, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so, man. But I'm back. Still hurts a little bit, but a lot better. Did you, like, not inform people yesterday it was a best of? Because I've just had to delete, like, umpteen million emails from yesterday's topics. Evidently, you reran the Minnesota gun bill one.
Among other things, yes. Okay. it was a bit of a scramble because I had some pre-planned stuff. We tried to get a guest host, but had to punt. And, yeah, there's no, real way to go, yeah, hey, by the way, it's a best of, so.
Looks like everybody had fun.
Yes.
All right, anyway, today's not a best of. I'm actually here. Welcome to the program, Jay Thomas Show, coming from our flagship station in Fargo, North Dakota, 970 WDAY Radio, and, of course, broadcast on AM 1090 The Flag out in western North Dakota, out of a beautiful little town of Tioga. That's where the station's at. So welcome all our people in central western North Dakota, eastern Montana listening, southern Canada. Also simulcast on AIM 1100, The Flag, here in the east. And welcome to South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota.
Yeah.
How you doing? Oh, buddy, what do we got? We got all kinds of stuff today. Minnesota is kind of like when North Dakota has their legislative session every other year. It's the gift that keeps on giving. All these crazy bills get brought up. And, well, Minnesota this year is actually, that's going to be fun. There's one that you people have been emailing me like crazy about private messaging me on, has to do with Minnesota's classic car plates. People are livid over this. Well, it looks like as of now, this thing is going nowhere, but it's not completely dead.
Oh, shocker.
But I think folks, look, I'm a car guy. I think you're looking at this the wrong way. You're not understanding what they're doing over there in Minnesota when it comes to collector plates, pioneer plates, classic plates, all that. So we'll get into that this afternoon. I'll explain it. Maybe you'll feel different. Again, right at this point, it's basically not completely dead, but for the most part, but it's not over. What else? Oh, we got to talk about the Morehead City Council. Police departments do this all the time. Old equipment, they get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
You got a couple council members over there that are, oh my God.
Someone's going to be militarized?
No, somebody could buy this stuff and impersonate a police officer. Oh my God. Would you get off the internet? Thank God you got Lisa Borgen over there on the city commission. So we'll talk about that this afternoon. Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski, Mayor, held a press conference regarding the Lips case. Again, sounds like everybody got tossed under the bus. It's everybody else's fault. What else? Oh, we got some other stuff to hit, too. Also, looks like they want to pass a bill, and it's moving forward when it comes to opting out of getting your kids vaccinated for school. And this has got people livid over there. So those topics and, sometimes a listener calls in and says something, go, hey, that wasn't on the radar, and turns a new topic. We always do that, too. The TSA thing, that ain't getting any better.
Doesn't seem like it.
Wow, what a mess.
I mean, there were...
God.
At moments, there were some pictures of, things cleared up, but then they filled again. So.
Have you been watching today, these airports? Lines are like going out, outside.
I saw the one in Houston, Texas, and I thank the Lord I don't have to fly to. Yeah, that's what they said. It was curling around the outside of the airport.
Yeah, we'll get into that more. Of course, you had the deadly accident that happened at LaGuardia, right? LaGuardia, where Air Canada, I believe it was a Jazz plane, of course, slams into a rescue vehicle or a fire vehicle. It was going to the scene of another possible situation with the United Airlines.
Yep.
But I got questions about this, not so much the accident, but the aftermath of it. We'll talk about that this afternoon as well. All right, you want to be part of the show? Always love when you call in. I'm actually here today. 701-293-9000. 701-293-9000. That is our Thor Building Studio Line. Post-frame construction. Think about new ag or commercial building? Well, think Thor. Thor Building specializes in post-frame construction. Means strength, speed, and savings. Fewer materials, faster build times. Equals cost and effective results. Commercial or agriculture, they also do residential work. And it's quality you can afford. ThorBuildings.com. You can also email us anytime, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com or Red Wing Shoes Studio Inbox, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. Treason and Crew will take care of you. Red Wing Boots and Shoes, been around, 125 years. Custom Fit Orthotics will do those too. They're fantastic. Accessories, boot repair, shoe repair. I love my Red Wings.
I've been watching some of these. Do you ever see those? The Fox series. Kelsey Grammer narrates them. The Legends and Legends and Lies, The Real West, all this different kind of.
I don't have that.
Documentaries.
I don't have that Fox News streaming app, okay. Or not the app, but streaming service. Did you get their streaming service?
I did for a short time. Yeah, they then when they were about to start charging me, I. Gave it the heat.
You are so cheap.
But
what do they charge? Like $9 a year or something like that?
I think it's $8.99. Yeah,
but a year or a month?
No, month.
Okay.
But they rerun these on Fox Business. So
okay.
I'm watching last night, and it was back to back Davy Crockett and Billy the Kid.
Oh, Billy Kid would have been good.
And immediately I'm thinking, I wonder if Davy Crockett would have done better if he'd have had a pair of Red Wing shoes.
I think he would have. I think he would have. Hang on, College Roddy's getting to you. 701-293-9000. Again, the email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Dean Weisager, you join us here in a second for weather. I got a question regarding Fox News. Oh, then we'll get to we got to talk about this Alan Richardson situation, too.
Is there an incident?
No, I think there was.
Okay. I don't want to ruin, I haven't seen War Machine yet. It's supposed to be a good movie on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. So.
He's yeah, War Machine.
Yeah.
Blue Mountain State, the Smallville Titans.
The Jack Reacher TV series.
Yeah, that's on Prime, I believe.
Yep.
We'll get to that in a second. All right, I don't know how many people caught this. I hope Josh is not listening right now, but did you see Josh Duhamel this morning on Fox and Friends? Ducey was in town. Steve Ducey was in town interviewing Josh. They were walking up and down Broadway.
All right.
Talking about the Fargo Film Festival and Josh's new movie and his history. And it was a long interview. It was probably 5+ minutes long.
Yeah, what is it called? Preschool?
I think so. They recorded it yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday morning. I'm getting ready for work this morning, and I'm like, is that Ducey in Fargo? What the hell? I go look. It's like, oh, yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah, he's here to interview Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, and I'm going, I think Josh's fly is all the way down. I'm not kidding. I don't know if anybody else caught. I'm like, holy smokes. I think his zipper's down, man, all the way down. If it is somebody on camera, wouldn't you say something to him? Hey, Josh, up the zipper there, buddy. I'm serious. I don't know if anybody else caught that. You got to look at it and see. Maybe it was where the light. I'm like, oh, your fly is down. You're on national television, I think. I'm telling you, Ronnie, during the break, see if you can find it, watch it during the
video,
the bottom hour break. Yeah,
I mean, I gotta check it out.
I mean, it's from start to finish. It's like, what the, come on, man.
Lounge mode engage.
Oh yeah. Place is so hot dogs. Yeah. And this is probably a dude I wouldn't want to mess with, this actor Alan Richson, I believe that's how you pronounce
Rich's,
it.
Yeah, he looks
Reacher.
Looks pretty put together. Yeah,
he's about, what is he, like 6'3", 200 and what? He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen the videos of this?
Just very briefly, yes, where he landed a couple of left hooks. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a brush with fame you'd want to brag to your friends about. And I don't know what this guy was. I mean,
he got brushed pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. His brush of fame put him down on the berm in the fetal position, basically. So Reacher star Alan Richson allegedly caught on video in a physical altercation in his Tennessee neighborhood. Looks like a pretty affluent neighborhood, too. And now you got conflicting accounts emerging on what led to the fight. Richson can allegedly be seen throwing punches at his Tennessee neighbor as his kids watch from the street in the video obtained by TMZ. It's all over the place now. There's multiple videos, by the way. There is a active investigation. No arrests have been made. Actor's neighbor and alleged victim is Ronnie Taylor, not Lee. Claimed the drama begins Saturday. According to Taylor, Richson was seen riding his green Kawasaki motorbike through the neighborhood Saturday at an excessive rate of speed.
That's what the claim is.
That's what the claim is.
Yeah.
Actor returned Sunday around noon, this time with his two kids in tow on their own little motorbikes. Taylor confronted Richson, leading to a physical altercation. Can you blanking stop this, please? Taylor claimed he asked Richson before things got heated. Sources close to Richson told TMZ that the actor did not instigate the fight. While riding motorbikes around the neighborhood, Taylor allegedly ran into the street in a really aggressive manner to stop him. I saw the video. That's what he was doing. Then he pushed him off his motorcycle. For sure, once. I think he might have done it twice.
Yeah. It's funny how...
It's like, what are you, a moron?
And it's funny how, because we've talked about these things before, the couple minutes of video with zero context, all this stuff... It's funny how the video I saw on Entertainment Tonight didn't show any of the discussion, any of that other stuff. The only part you saw is Richson landing a couple of left haymakers when the guy's on his knees on the lawn.
The guy,
that's it.
Yeah, I've seen three different videos of this now. And this guy, the one video I saw him, he's pushing Richson.
Which would honk me off, too.
Yeah, Taylor pushed Richson off the motorbike twice before the brawl ensued. According to the outlet sources, Taylor allegedly initiated and instigated the entire confrontation with Reacher. Dude, what are you doing? I mean, come on, man. You know who this is, don't you? Alan Richardson is?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen Reacher on Prime, the big dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's riding motorbikes through their neighborhood, and a neighbor got PO'd, so he decided he was going to confront him and pushed him off his motorcycle twice. And it, from what I saw, it looks like Alan is just trying to, you know, hey, and this guy just won't let up. And I think when he pushed him a second time, it's like, okay, dude,
right?
Now I'm going to go all Reacher on you.
Yeah, F-A-F-O.
I was saying earlier, I don't know if that's a brush of fame that you want to brag about down the road. 701-293-9000. We're going to do weather, then your phone calls. And that's my question. Ever had a brush with fame? I got Dean every day. Please.
Good brush or bad brush?
Well, it doesn't matter either way. Just it was a brush with fame. And you didn't know it. When I say you didn't know it, you knew it, but it wasn't like, hey, I got backstage passes or I got this.
Right.
You just happen to be somewhere. It's like, holy smokes, is that who I think it is?
Was in Murphy's Bleachers. And
what's that?
Across from Wrigley Field.
Okay.
We're having a couple of...
Terrific bar.
Oh, it's, yeah, phenomenal. A couple of cocktails before the game. Yeah. And we're sitting at the end of the bar, and we look over. I'm like, is that who we think it is? Sure enough, Harry Carey comes walking in the bar. It was awesome, man.
So did
everybody knew exactly who he was at the time, but he didn't care. He just went
I was going to say to this,
Did you get to talk to him?
I hate bugging people.
To my office every day?
Well, because you're not that famous. You're getting there, though.
That's
funny. We went up to him. And we asked for a picture, and he was more than happy.
That's awesome, man.
So that was cool. That was cool.
701-293-9000. If you ever had a brush with fame, and it wasn't one you knew was going to happen. It's not like I bought tickets to go see this person, or I got backstage. You were, you know, just happened to be in an airport or wherever. It's like, holy smokes, is that who I think it is?
Now, if you thought it was somebody, would you
Mine
go up
was
to
John
and,
Goodman.
Would you go up to somebody and say, are you so-and-so?
I don't think I would.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Mine was John Goodman years ago. We were down at, can't remember, it was a House of Blues or Hard Rock Cafe in L.A. There for a radio thing, a weekend, and one of the record people we were sitting with said, hey, do you mind if I'm going to have a buddy come hang out with us for a while? It's like, yeah, I don't care. It's, you know, John Goodman.
Wow. That's cool.
Had him sign my bottle of beer. I still have it.
Cool guy?
He was a great guy.
He seems real cool.
He was a great guy. Awesome. He was fantastic.
I think most are. There's some arrogant SOBs. I think majority of them are pretty cool.
Worst one I ever met was Michael Hutchinson from NXS. You want to talk about an
arrogant
one?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, John, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, no brushes with that I've had. You want to get somebody that's met everybody of fame and the music, movies. Yeah. Talk to Morning Kevin.
Talk to who?
Kevin Flynn.
Flynn's
Kevin in the morning.
Yeah, I've met more people than Kevin. I just had to get that dig in. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Callers, hang on real quick here. Let's get the weather from Dean, and we'll get your calls. We got Josh coming up. Henry's on the way. I got one open line, and then I also got, who else we got coming on here? Aaron, too. Aaron.
Boy, we got a wide variety of weather across the state today. We got 50s out in the western part of the state. We've got temperatures up around the Canadian border, up around Cavalier, not even at freezing.
Really?
Yeah, so a wide variety of temps. We're currently right around 50 here in the FM area. We'll warm it up into the low 50s.
That's nice.
A lot of high clouds around today. Wind's not as strong as yesterday. Not a bad day out there. Yeah. We call this Willie Nelson Day.
Okay.
A lot of high clouds out there you go and tonight we're dropping off into the low 30s. Tomorrow even warmer. We're looking at low 60s here and low to mid 60s as you go west with a west wind at about 5 to 15. Then a cold front hits tomorrow night, and man, I'm telling you what, we're gonna see some rain and snow with the cold front.
Just stop.
And that's gonna lead to windy and much colder weather Thursday. Highs only in, we go from 63 to 33 Wednesday into Thursday.
Dude.
Staying in the 30s on Friday, then we warm up Saturday into the 40s, 50s on Sunday, and then we're back in the 60s by next Monday. And then according to the LRC, we've got two storm systems, one at the end of the month, which would be next Tuesday, and then we've got a second one that first week in April with Yes, we will have, it looks like, some measurable snow.
Oh, come on.
With one of those two. So we're not quite done with winter yet, but hey, we're seeing more of these 50s and 60s, and that's always a good sign. And we will have Gary Lezak mark your calendars, April 16th, here on Jay's show. We'll be going over the spring and summer outlook.
Josh, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, Jay, years ago I was on spring break in Vegas with you guys.
Yeah.
And we were in the slot machines in the Bellagio late at night, and we saw this small group of people over by the poker tables or blackjack tables. And it just kind of started getting a few more people, and we're like, hey, well, check out this high roller table and see how they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, it's Robin Williams
sitting
out there.
Whoa.
And it was just him and another gal, and he started seeing more people come around, and he started getting into the Mork and Mindy skit, and he started to play as Mork. Oh, it was so cool.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, I'm not like enamored by celebrities. I'm not. But it is kind of, I don't want to use the word shocking, but like when you see somebody that, you know, you've seen them on the big screen or TV, whatever, and you actually see them in person, it kind of takes you back. You don't expect it.
Right. Yeah. Just to have them 20 feet away and to just be totally okay with people watching them. And there was no security, by the way.
Wow.
Other than being within the velvet ropes. Hmm. And he just kind of took advantage of the situation and just, yeah, had fun with it.
That's a great story. Josh, appreciate the phone call. Man, you've walked, hey, Robin Williams is over there. Then he goes into his Mork and Mindy stuff.
That'd be cool as heck.
Hey, Henry, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, so wife wanted to see Wizard of Oz. We go to Vegas. Awesome performance. We go out to eat because that's what Vegas is all about for us, is the food.
Yes.
And we're waiting. The restaurant's a little late opening because they're having a big meeting, and out walks Wolfgang Puck.
Really?
Comes right over. Yeah, well, comes over, talks to a super cool guy, a little older than I thought he would have been. But the sad part was, it was the worst steak I've had.
So you do what Alex and I do. We go to Vegas, hang out with our buddies Mike and Holly, and we're just not in the casino thing. We went to Wizard of Oz. It's all about going and eating. We went to Jason Aldean's new place, American Grill and Bar, whatever, opened up. Oh, man, Henry, the food was amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Vegas is about the food, baby.
Yeah, brother, you and me, buddy, we're in the same boat. Thanks, Henry. All right, Aaron's in Utah. Hang on, Aaron. Knick's coming up as well. We'll find out if Ronnie's ever had a brush with fame. I'm playing this for you, by the way, Dean. This is a roller coaster because of this forecast.
Of the weather.
Weather brought to you by Moving Team 6. Let the crew at Moving Team 6 take care of that move for you. They are the pros, man. Veteran-owned. Been doing it a long time. Whether it's cross town, cross the county, the state, or the country, they'll handle it for you. MovingTeam6.com. MovingTeamSIX.com. Don't lose your spot. Your call's next. Brush with fame. What's your story? 237 Jay Thomas Show, 701-293-9000. Real adult topics coming up here after 3. Email studio at WDOIRadioNow.com. What's your brush with fame? And this would be, you didn't know that you were going to meet this famous person. It just happened. Talking about this because, the star of the show Reacher, Alan Richson, he and his neighbor got into it. His neighbor looked like, to me, it looks like the neighbor instigated.
He went Reacher on him.
He did go Reacher on him. Ended up pretty much beating on this dude because he pushed him off his motorcycle twice with it when his kids were there. And yeah, and, that's this dude's brush of fame story. Yeah, I pushed Reacher off his motorcycle twice, and he beat the crap out of me on the berm.
Well, and then for the suggestions,
you know, this guy's going to turn around and try to sue.
I've been reading a bunch of things during the break about this too. For the suggestions, supposedly that he was speeding, any of the rest of this crap.
Hold on, Aaron.
The little rig that he was wearing on his, apparently he films every one of his rides.
That was his body camera.
So I think that footage will clearly show
that's the footage
incident.
I saw.
The incident got escalated when it didn't need to be.
Aaron's in Utah. Hey, Aaron J. Thomas Show.
Yeah, hey. In the early 1990s, I was contracted to spray the right-of-ways
west of Devil's Lake on Highway 2.
Okay.
On my four-wheeler, and I was going up and down the sides of the ditches and going in circles. And, you know, cars would go by all the time. I didn't pay any attention. But one car went by, slowed down, and then turned into the first approach as I was going west and sat there. And the closer I got to it, the guy got out of the driver's side and stood up by the fender. And when I got up there, I stopped. I thought maybe he had a complaint or something.
Sure.
And it was Drew Carey.
Oh, really? And okay.
He wanted to know what I was doing. He said, I see you driving up and down and all around in circles. And I told him I was spraying noxious weeds. He wanted to know what noxious weeds were.
Wow. That's a great.
He was really nice.
So were you kind of like taken back or like, oh crap, that's Drew Carey, man? And did you ask him what he was doing by Devil's Lake?
Yeah, west of Devil's Lake. I remember him. I recognized him because he had that show on that sitcom.
It
was situated in Cleveland. I forget the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really a nice guy. He signed my spray log, and but that was before cell phone. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, that's a cool story. Yeah. That's a great story. Aaron, appreciate the phone call. Kinnick, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay. Hey. Closest thing I can remember to Brush with Fame, early 90s, we had, sorry about the bang. that was a cheese can thing off.
That was what?
One of those spread cheese cans going off. You spread, you know, you push the thing and it goes on Ritz crackers.
Oh, yeah, the cheap cheese.
I'm
okay.
Just sorry about that. Anyway, we with a loan took our kids. I got the loan from our parents with permission, and we took our kids to Disney World. It was a once in a lifetime vacation.
Sure,
they were at the perfect age. Okay, so. We had the early park pass because we stayed there at a resort. I'm trying to make this short. Anyway,
yeah,
we got in, and our first ride was the speed cars, you know, on a track. I mean, they're on a track, but Whoopi Goldberg showed up.
Ugh.
And we were up near the gate. I know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden.
That was before she went wackadoo on everybody.
Yep. during maybe the Jumping Jack Flash days,
okay.
And Sister Act.
Yeah, when, early.
He was actually funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was kind of like, oh, and my kids remember this, a privileged moment. They basically shut down the ride. Nobody was on there but her and her grandkids or kid. And we couldn't take pictures and go, that's Whoopi. And I go, and my kids are going, why do we have to stand here for an agonizing hour waiting for this person? And the whole, there was nobody on that ride when she showed up, and they let her in the side gates and right up.
Oh, God.
And it was terrible. And I go, oh, okay, kids, this is what money and privilege gets
you. Yeah, no kidding. Kinnick, appreciate the phone call. They shut down a whole ride for somebody. Come on, man. Ronnie, before I get to the next call,
doing
a little digging on Reacher star Alan Richson.
Yes.
Say he's born in Grand Forks.
He was, yes. Born on November 28th, 1982 in Grand Forks, North Dakota, the son of Vicki Richeson, a high school teacher, and David Richeson, a retired U.S. Air Force Chief Master Sergeant.
Sure, okay, Air Base.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I wonder how long he was in Grand Forks for then. That's interesting. Didn't know that. Hey, David, you're up, Jay Thomas Show. David.
Yes, I'm here.
You're up. Go ahead.
All right. Back in 89, I was going to A&P school in Fargo at the old Hector Terminal.
Yeah.
And we were down in shop class in one of the hangars, and this Gulfstream lands, parks out front, and guess who walks out?
Who?
Mario Andretti.
Oh, really? What was he doing here?
Just stopping to get fuel.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
There's got to be a lot of famous people that go through that Jet Center.
Oh, yeah. This was way before the Jet Center.
Okay. Yeah. Did you talk to him?
Yeah. We, group of us guys were talking to him, and that was a long time ago, though.
That's cool. Dave, appreciate it. Ross, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
So back in 1989, we were at the Red River Valley Fair at the concerts, bought the tickets and stuff. And the last concert that season was turned out to be Garth Brooks. Nobody had heard of him yet, other than they did. He had the two songs out, but we'd had a few beers, and me and my friends were walking around the grounds out by the concert area, and there was this gal, this incredibly gorgeous, not very, short gal, selling his t-shirts, swag. So we, like I said, we had a few beers. We went up there and started razzing her, and holy crap, she razzed right back. Yeah. We had no idea who it was. Later on, who she turned out to be, because her husband was Garth's road manager, it was Martina McBride.
Oh, really? She was selling his t-shirts?
Yep.
Wow.
Her husband, John, was Garth's road manager.
How cool is that? Did you get to talk to her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We gave her crap. She gave us crap. Right, she threw it right back in our face.
That's awesome. Ross, appreciate the phone call. Ty, J. Thomas Show.
Hey, man. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, so years ago, back in Annapolis, Maryland, my hometown, I was at a bachelor party, and the groom, his brother-in-law, was Boomer Esiason, because he played at University of Maryland football, so they all kind of knew each other from the early days. And so we're sitting there, and of course the girls showed up to put their little, the dance on, the girls.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden I see Boomer, he just dips out of the room. There's a big house, he dips out of the room and leaves the area. So I'm kind of curious, like, hey, what's up? He's like, I can't be seen in that room.
Yeah.
I can't have my face. He was sitting in the NFL at the time. He's like, I can't have my face in any of those pictures. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, and he goes, I don't know. You want to play some ping pong? I said, sure. So we sat back and we played ping pong. I peeked around the corner every once in a while to get a peek, but he stayed way out of the way. And he just chilled. We hung out, played a couple rounds. He ended up hanging out in our town for a few summers, but he was always a quiet guy, real chill, never bothered a soul. Never had an entourage. He was actually usually by himself. He was as cool as they could be.
That's cool. Yeah, I can't be around the girls, man. I'll get in trouble.
Somebody should have told Mark Chimura that.
Who, Ronnie?
Somebody should have told former Packer tight end Mark Chimura that.
I don't know the story.
The infamous hot tub party.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Thanks, I appreciate the phone call. Jay ran into Josh DeMaul at the deli in Walmart, Detroit Lakes. Very nice. Got my photo taken with him, too. P.S. Jay, I didn't notice if his barn door was open at the time. Ronnie checked the video. Ronnie said, no, it's closed. What was the deal?
Yeah, it just looks like the front denim flap part was like...
Oh, the flap that goes over the zipper?
Yeah, like it was, yeah. Something that was overlooked.
Okay. I just, like you said, I was getting ready for work. I'm like, oh, my... Okay, Josh, I apologize. I was looking. I was like, oh, my God, somebody tell him that his zipper's open. But you looked at it and
investigated, and said... I was going to say, unfortunately, I was charged with the investigative photograph.
That's your job.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Imagine that. 701-293-9000, Brush with Fame that you did not know was going to happen. Ronnie, do you have one?
I have a couple, actually.
A couple? Look at you, rock star.
Well, the one that I knew was going to happen, I've told you about already with Moses, coming to town. But the ones that I did not expect were going to happen, I was working at the rental counter in Fargo at the Hector International Airport, and... someone came off a commercial flight who's been in the news, pretty famous here recently, Mr. Rob Schneider.
Schneider, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was doing a comedic gig with, I think, a couple former SNL alums down south at the casino. And I just said, hey, Deuce Bigelow. And he just kind of went.
You're one of those.
Kind of waved, and walked out the door.
He's going, oh, God, here's one of these super fans.
Yeah, the other one was I was in high school. We went to Close Up, the government education program in Washington, D.C., and we were allowed to walk around on our own. I know that would never happen today. But I'm on the back steps of the Capitol building, and I'm taking pictures of, a few monuments. And some people brushed by me, and I turned around and just kind of hit the snap on mm-hmm. my picture. Mm-hmm. And I was face to face with Christopher Reeves, Superman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, well, was he was from me to you far away.
Say anything to you?
He did not. He just had a couple people with him. I believe he was on Capitol Hill testifying before Congress about the Robert Mapplethorpe art exhibit at the time.
Ah, okay. So. All right, 713-9000, email studio at WDAY. Ronnie, I don't know who these people are. They're on hold.
I can check it out.
I grabbed them while you were telling your Christopher Reeve story there, buddy. Yes, and folks are emailing about this Minnesota Classic car plates, this bill they're trying to push through. We'll get to that, too, this afternoon. I think folks are misunderstanding what the intent of that bill is. Let's go down to Montevideo, Minnesota. Tom, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Back when I used to go to college in the cities, I would go watch morning practice for the North Stars mm-hmm. and do my work. Well, one day they said that the Wayne Gretzky and the Kings were sitting at the hotel, and they told me which one. I drove over there. I was going to have him sign a plaque. He came down the stairs. I took a picture of him. We were walking together up to the door. Then he asked if I had a car. And I go, yeah. He goes, hey, do you want to give me a ride to the Mets Center? Well, at the time, my car was a 76 Ford Granada.
Oh.
I had a winter car. I had a winter car and a summer car.
Okay.
That's my winter car. So he gets in there, and I push the seat all the way back because he's got longer legs than I do, and give him a ride to the Mets Center, get to the Mets Center. We go up to the player's entrance. The guy was leaned in, told me to can't park in here. I saw it was Wayne Gretzky. Waved me through. Wayne signed my dash. I got a picture of him getting out of my car, and he asked if I had tickets to the game that night. The funny thing is, that night, I was a dishwasher at Fuddruckers, and I said, no, I got to go to work.
Oh. Because you had that very important job of washing dishes at Fuddruckers.
Showing responsibility.
That's exactly right. See, Tom comes from a time when we actually were responsible young adults.
The funny thing, that was my third job while I was still going to school, just to hang out on the weekends in the cities. So, but that was my...
That's cool.
Gave him a ride.
That's cool. Hey, can you give me a ride? And did you tell him, hey, this I have a summer car. This is my winter beater. And he's probably thinking, yeah, sure, right, kid.
No, the thing he asked me was, does your car have a heater? I said, it works very good. He said, that's all that counts in the winter is a good heater.
Love it. Tom, appreciate the phone call. Thank you for listening all the way down in Montevideo. The great one. Hey, can you give me a ride?
Yeah.
What do you think he would have done? Tom said, no, I got to get to Fuddruckers. I got dishes to wash.
That's fantastic.
I love it. Josh, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey. How are we doing?
Good. What's up, brother?
Good deal. I was thinking about you and I heard the close-up trip. I was back in D.C. on a close-up trip, 96, 97-ish. And, yeah, the Christopher Reeve thing. Like, yep, got my picture taken with him while he was still standing. I got to say that. But, yeah, there was a Foundation of the Arts program going on when I was there. Got to see Kenny G, Michael Bolton. Great experience.
So were you there then the same time Ronnie was there?
I don't know. I don't know what time Ronnie was there.
He said 96, 97. I would have been there probably about 1989, 90.
Oh, okay. So what is this, Josh? Is this like a Christopher? Was this a Christopher Reeve thing then of his? This close up thing?
No, I don't know. I just remember I was in D.C. for close up, and there were a bunch of celebrities, if you will, for Foundation of the Arts program, Got to see a bunch of them, and I was in high school and also got busted for smoking while I was there. So overall, it was a great trip.
What was the punishment for smoking, buddy?
They told me that my parents were notified, but the punishment was when I got home, they knew nothing about it, and I had to openly admit to them what I did.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's so good. I love it. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Bill, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, hi guys. My only claim to fame was back in around 1981, I was student teaching in Grand Forks, and they had a guest speaker that day, and I don't know if you remember the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Will Sampson, the big Native American.
Yep.
He was our guest speaker that day.
No kidding.
I had to go down and greet him, and the man is immense.
Oh.
He shook my hand, and I couldn't see my hand anymore.
It sounds like Captain. You want to shake a big paw, Captain Brian Nee with North Dakota Highway Patrol, Bill? That guy has got the biggest hands, and when he shakes your hand, it's like, oh my God, all right, dude, you can let go now. That's really starting to, man. So how, I got about 30 seconds. So how big was that dude?
He was about 6'5", and he had to be well over 300 pounds.
Whoa.
I mean, he wasn't fat or anything.
Just big.
He was just big, and he was there to come talk to the students that day, and I was sent down to greet him and bring him up.
That's cool. Bill, I got to go ahead and cut you off. I got 6 seconds. Callers, hang on. We'll grab you next. Jay Thomas Show. Hey, Ronnie, when do you fly out to Colorado?
April 16th.
Oh, hopefully the shutdown will be done by then.
I'm hopeful that's the case myself.
All right, we got a bunch of calls to get you. Hey, callers. What I tell you about James and Patrick Real Estate, they are the real deal, the complete package. 13 years of experience with hundreds of sales along the way. Currently listing and selling more homes, ready for this, than 99% of all local agents. What's that tell you? That tells you they're getting the job done.
I'm all ears, yeah.
Skilled team, which equates to smooth closings. And this may be another reason why. Reduced fees. They don't charge as much as other agents do.
Worth a phone call.
How about that? It is. It's a missing piece, baby. Check out all the testimonials they have on their website. JamesPatrickRealEstate.com. And check them out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's cool guy. All right, let me get to these. I want to get to this TSA thing, too, man. What a nightmare. Hey, Raleigh, thanks for hanging on. Jay Thomas Show.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
What's up, buddy? I got a
funny one that's kind of quick. I'll be real quick with it. But yeah. Back in 86 or 87, one of my sisters got married down in Florida. And I flew down to Miami, and she had a friend of hers pick me up at the airport, drop me off at her house. Walked in the front door and into the living room. The guy laying on a couch in his shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah.
Jimmy Conn. James Conn.
No, get out of here with this garbage. Come on. James Conn.
No. He was a good friend of my sister's, and he was in the wedding party.
Oh, wow.
And he happened to be staying there that weekend.
That's hilarious.
There in his shorts. Read the newspaper and, nice guy, friends could be. We played golf a couple times and, imagine my surprise.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you know that he was friends with your sister? Or he was going to be there and then to walk in and he's just sitting there in his shorts and t-shirt reading the paper.
I had no idea. The guy my sister married, big wealthy guy from Miami. Mm-hmm. Best man in the wedding was professional golfer Raymond Floyd. And I knew he was going to be there, but I didn't know anything about James Conn being there.
That's funny, buddy. That's like, whoa, wait a minute here. Did I have too many cocktails last night?
Get some clothes on you.
Yeah. Come on, Sonny. Come on, Sonny. I love that. Thanks, Raleigh. Appreciate it. That's a great story.
What happened to Luca Brasi?
What happened to Luca Brasi? Walk into your sister's front room, get upstairs and grab a cup of... The hell, James Conn? Are you lost? What are you doing? What are you doing at my sister's house in your undies, man? Read the paper. Mike, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I got a good story for you.
Okay.
Back in 2000, I was getting married, and my friends and brother got a room at the Holiday Inn, and we're going to have a big party, just before my wedding. It's the day before my wedding. Well, we get there about an hour, about 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We're about a half hour in, and there's more people, and all of a sudden there's a knock on the door. And my brother answers the door. And he says, we'll try to keep it down. It was his conference room way on the seventh floor.
Well, more people showed up, and pretty soon there's another knock on the door, and I was by the door, my brother and friend, and we opened the door. And he goes, yeah, we're trying to keep it down. And my friend says, do you know who that is? That's Tom Osborne. And my brother goes, I don't care if it's dead Elvis. He can go kick rocks. And he slammed the door in his face. Well, here come the dancers and all that, more people. And about 20 minutes later, here comes Fargo PD, and they were ready to bust some heads. Well, about 8 of them got arrested. Somehow I didn't. And the wedding still went on.
Oh, you're lucky. Well, I think it would have been worse if it was James Caan knocking on your door in his underwear.
James Caan.
Hey, keep it down.
I just thought it was great the way he says, I could care less if it's dead Elvis. That's, go kick rock.
That's funny. That's excellent. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
A little harsh, the legendary Tom Osborne.
Well, hey, like you said, man, I don't care. I'm throwing a party.
Well,
man.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a good time, you're having a good time. If it's
Alan Richson.
yeah, we'll keep it down, sir.
Ron, Jay Thomas, you.
Moorhead?
Hey.
Ron and Moorhead?
What's that?
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, okay. Ron.
Yeah. Yeah, I have had several in my lifetime because I'm old. But do you remember, I mean, you may not, but Mark Colley from back in the early 90s, country music singer. Oh. And he also is the sheriff, plays the sheriff on Landman.
That's why that dude looks so familiar.
Yes, Mark Colley.
Oh, every time I watch, my favorite, every time I'm watching the show, I'm like, why does this guy look so damn familiar?
Yep.
Well, now we know something.
Well, Mark and I went to high school together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's older than I am. He and my cousin, because I was a pest as a freshman, they hung me out over the school loading dock by my ankles. but my wife has had many close encounters, if you will. She worked at the Hall of Fame Best Western in Nashville.
Oh.
I was in college there. And she met, her favorite was Boxcar Willie. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and Carl Perkins walked in. I saw him there.
Wow.
But the group Alabama, she served them breakfast quite often. And she said they were the worst people in the world to serve early in the morning.
Really?
Because they came off the road and they were exhausted, you know.
Oh, I suppose.
They just
crappy.
Weren't nice to her, you know. So yeah. Give them credit, you know. But, I mean, her job was fantastic. She told me so many. You know, remember Enos from Dukes of Hazzard?
I do, yes.
Yeah, he was there in uniform because he had some gig he had to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still.
So a lot.
I'm still
you
like.
You around Nashville, you can see him all the time.
I'm still like. I'm glad now. Now when I watch Landman, I know who that sheriff is. It's driving me crazy. Yeah. Who is this guy?
Well, he's been in a couple He's been in a couple of other things too. I'm trying to remember I swear it was a Steven Seagal movie. He played a bad guy.
He did?
Or one of the henchmen or whatever. I'm trying to think of what movie it was.
I'll have to look that up. Scott's in Grafton. Hey, Scott, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I was in Maui, Hawaii, the early 2000s.
Okay.
And eating at Mama's Fish House. If you've ever been to Maui, you've probably heard of that.
Mm-mm.
And we had the late table reservation. You got to make reservations like 3 months in advance.
Wow.
And we were by a little table, and we looked over, and I said, that looks like Rush Limbaugh.
Was it?
And it was. And I was going to go talk to him, but the waitress said he did not want to be disturbed, so I respected that. But he was sitting there, I think maybe with one of his first wives and about 5 or 6 other staff members. Bo Snerdly, I think I recognized him.
Okay, Bo was with him?
Yep. So that was kind of a unique thing. But
that's cool.
That's as close as I got to Rush.
That's cool. Just
sure miss him, though.
And again, yeah, millions and millions.
This one's for you.
Oh, okay. I give you a rim shot of that one, Roddy. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Yeah, look over and see Rush there. Hey, Larry, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I've had a couple of them, but back in the early 70s, I'm bartending a wedding dance in Jamestown.
Okay.
And Dick Clark walks up and orders.
Did no, he was married to, his wife was from Fargo, I believe, correct?
Well, his wife was from out that way. It was some relative of hers that got married.
Okay.
And then I went to a coaching clinic one time. I knew who was going to be there, but I ended up talking to John Wooden for about 15 minutes.
Wow, man.
All by myself, just me and him in a little alcove. And that was fantastic. It was in Las Vegas. It was the morning after the last game in the NBA championship, and the Bulls had won. And guess who's walking through the casino?
Jordan.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Rodman.
The neon green hair.
Oh, my God. He's a pretty big boy in person, too, right?
Oh yeah. Phil Jackson made me do push-ups.
That's a good shot for you, pal.
In Boys State, he was one of the counselors there before he was famous.
That's awesome.
And my youngest son got backstage passes to the Rolling Stones concert from Mick Jagger.
There you go, Thick Mick. Appreciate it, Lair.
So
I got to get everybody here because I got to get some other topics.
So it wasn't a Steven Seagal movie. It was The Punisher. Mark Colley played villainous assassin Harry Heck, who was hired to kill Thomas Jane's Frank Castle.
No kidding?
Yeah, so he's in the movie The Punisher.
Okay. Yeah, when I'm watching Landman, I was like, man, where have I seen this dude before? Hey, John J. Thomas Show. John?
Yeah,
you're up, buddy. Yep, you're up.
Hey. I used to, I lived in Cabo San Lucas from when I was 19 till 24. My mom had a restaurant down there, and oh, my God.
Oh.
I actually drank with O.J. Simpson at the bar in the Giggling Marlin.
Hey, I just.
Before all of his madness.
I just got an email, actually, regarding O.J. Simpson or a message like this, John. Back in 2008, working at the LAS airport, I met O.J. Simpson. He alarmed due to a knee replacement. I had to give him a pat down. Had a nice visit. O.J. laughed when I said, my glove fits. That's just,
wow.
So you're
yeah, it was a crazy time. We were, Clyde McClain for Hustler magazine. We used to go watch him do photo shoots.
Oh, and, my God.
I mean, so, I licked salt off of Christy Alley's neck back when she was fine doing shots of tequila.
Holy smokes. John, appreciate the phone call. And my mom was a Tupperware lady.
I was going to say, but it's a dear penthouse forum. Yeah, exactly.
My mom owns a restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I bet you could sit down and talk to John for hours. I bet he's got great stories from that restaurant.
So, yeah.
Hey, Jason, J. Thomas Show.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, say, I used to work at a steakhouse in Milwaukee downtown back in like 2009-10. And every night the Milwaukee Bucks would come in or the Brewers. We worked with the team managers. Mm-hmm. And every night, you know, we'd be ready to close down and they'd 15 minutes till closing time. They'd say, nope, the Bucks are coming in. So we'd have to serve all these people. Ugh. And one night, Shaquille O'Neal came in one night when he was in town to play.
Oh, dude, how big is he in person?
Here's the thing, just like your last caller, you were not allowed to approach them or even talk to them.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think he was visiting if he was doing, because I don't even think he was playing still anymore. I don't know. But he ordered a bowl of clam chowder. That was like five times the size of like a normal bowl of clam chowder.
That's funny.
But, you know, and all the Bucks players would come in and they'd all have their girlfriends with them, you know, tables full of champagne and everything. And there was only one bathroom in the basement. And so I remember was a cook, so I had to like stand in line with all these Bucks players, and we're all waiting, you know, waiting for this one bathroom to open. And I'm a taller guy. I'm 6'7".
Oh,
and they were like, you know, you look at these people on TV and you think they're like gods, you know, and you know, obviously they're great ball players, but like, you know, they're just they weren't very big, but like Corey Patterson, Ryan Howard, the home run king, he came in one night, and I thought that guy was huge on TV. And when you see him in person, he looks like he's not a very big guy.
I know. Isn't that something? That's like John Goodman. When we started this topic hour and a half ago, and I thought it was only going to go for a half hour, I brought up the John Goodman story. I'm not saying he's not a big guy, but you're right, Jason. You see it when I met him in person. I mean, he's big, but the first thing he goes like, well, that dude isn't as big as he looks on TV. He looks a lot, he's a lot smaller than television. It's crazy. A lot of them are like that.
Yeah, I think you're just starstruck. So when you see him, you're just like, hey, they're normal people. They made it big, you know?
Exactly. Jace, appreciate the phone call. Oh, I was going to ask him, did they tip well? Vets in Wahpeton, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I got a story for you.
Okay.
It was the early 90s. I was working in Spearfish, South Dakota, and I met this lady, and we were here. We got to know each other. She was very nice. We went out and had a couple teas one time. She told me, she says, I should tell you, I've got a very famous son. And I said, well, who's that? And she said, Kevin Costner. And I said, what?
No.
You're Kevin's son. Her name was Sharon. Sharon Costner is his mom. Sharon and Billy used to live in the canyon. And she said to me, you know, you don't even look like you should be in this town. And wouldn't you know it, about a month later, I was with my girlfriend and I told her about it. And she goes, oh, that would be cool if we'd meet him. Well, it was early in the morning. I was showing her around Deadwood, and who do you suppose walks in?
Costner.
Kevin, his mother, his brother Dan, and some other person that I didn't know. But we were the only ones in this casino because it was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And I said, Kevin, and he turned around, and he goes, what? And I go, when you're done, come over here. And I said, Dina, he's coming over here. We were like Lucille Carmichael.
Oh, my God. So
he came over. He shook my hand. I said, you are my favorite movie star in the whole wide world. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, we got a picture of him. I invited him to the nursing home, Dorset, where I used to work. And I was on Monday morning, I was on my way to go to Belle Fourche, South Dakota. And they paged me. My name was Anderson. Yvette Anderson to rehab stat. And I thought, stat? So I went back there, and there he was sitting on our rehab mat. And I said, you came. He said, I told you I would. And I said, yeah, but I didn't think you would.
So did it ever dawn on you when you were hanging out with Kevin Costner's mom? Her last name was Costner, right?
Right. She never did tell me her last name.
Oh, okay. Because I'd been like, wait a minute, Costner, you're not Vibe. Because you don't run into that name a whole lot. We were filming somebody. This was, I don't know, a first or second year of Ride. This was about 7, 8 years ago. And this gentleman here in North Dakota, I'm not going to give his name. He's out in the mine out there. Same thing, because when my part's done on camera, you just sit around and, you know, you're hanging out with the guys while they do the B-roll, which takes a couple hours, and talking. And lo and behold, find out, dude's like great friends with Costner. Gets him on the phone. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because, you know, you're thinking, oh, yeah, whatever. Gets him on the phone just to catch up on old times. I'm like, this is crazy. It's a small world.
Yeah. He's a wonderful man, and I mean, for him to come to the nursing home I worked at, and I showed him around,
that's
a lot
cool.
Of the people knew him from Dances with the Wolves.
Sure.
Even though they were elderly, they recognized him right away. I brought him to our administrator's office, and he said to me, how did you pull that off? I said, I don't know.
Yeah. I love it. Yvette, appreciate the phone call. How much time do I got, Ronnie?
You got about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, let me see if I get a couple more calls in here. Then I got to get some other topics. Arlen, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, yeah, Jay, this is Arlen. Hey. I won some tickets to go see Joan Jett at Shooting Star.
Yeah.
And so she had shoulder surgery, but she could still play. She was sitting on a bar stool. So I was with a friend of mine, and her son-in-law and her daughter came with me. So anyway, went to the bar after the concert, and lo and behold, I looked across, and there was the Blackhearts. Joan Jett was in her room.
Did you get to talk to him?
I got my ticket out, and I had him sign it.
How cool is that? Did you get to talk to Joan?
No, I didn't. Ah. No, she was still recovering from shoulder surgery, but she could still play.
That's what I heard.
Go to her concerts. She came into town, and my wife and I seen her at Shields Arena.
Yeah, I heard she could still, because she's what? She's in her late 60s, early 70s now?
60s. I think, well, I'm going to be 65 here in a few months. She's 67.
Yeah.
She's a couple older years older than me.
And I hear that she could still tear it up. Arlen, appreciate the phone call. Roger, J. Thomas Show.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is had an encounter with Janis Joplin.
Oh, really?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was Vallejo, California, with an outside concert. Big Brother and the Holding Company was there, and I can't remember all the other ones. Deep Purple, I believe, was there.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm high. I'm just out of my freaking mind. And I found a hole in the fence, and I crawled through the hole and I walked up, and there was Janis Joplin sitting there drinking some Jack.
Oh my God.
And smoking a joint.
Oh, man.
And I asked if I could have it, you know, for that. She said, yeah. I said, no.
Oh.
I'm not joking. Dude, I'm just funnier now.
That is hilarious. Roger, appreciate the phone call. Rogers Cantor. I was high like the clouds.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. One more before we go to the break here down to Sioux Falls. Darren J. Thomas Show.
Hey, this is a good one. So my father went to USD with a famous broadcaster, an NBC broadcaster, and this broadcaster would call my father-in-law on every one of his birthdays, but he was really low-key. He wouldn't say anything. So I happened to be sitting beside him, and my wife looks over, and she said, that's Tom Brokaw.
I
said, what?
I knew you were going to say
that. Well, him and Tom went to college at USD, and Tom stole my father-in-law's girlfriend and ended up marrying her.
Oh, really?
And true story, man.
So they were friends throughout the adulthood?
They were friends at USD down in Vermilion, and they still were today. So,
yep. Oh, that's Tom Brokaw was one of the great ones too, man.
He was.
That's an awesome story. Darren, appreciate the phone call. All right, when we come back, let's get to some other topics here. Spent an hour and a half on that one. That's what happens on this pro. Hey, we get rolling, man.
That's right. That's right.
People like, hey, you know, thank you, Jay, for the break away from all the craziness going on in the world. That's what we do here at the Jay Thomas Show on 970 WDAY, our flagship station. AM 1100, the flag in the east, and 1090, the flag in central western North Dakota. All right, we're going to hit some other topics when we come back. 701-293-9000 is my phone number. My email, studio at WDAYradionow.com. I got to make a phone call, Ronnie. I showed you called me during the break. Yeah. Uh-oh, I think I'm in trouble.
Clear up
the zipper story.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Jay Thomas Show. 3:37, Jay Thomas Show. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's DeMaul's new movie that premiered at the Fargo Film Festival.
Yeah.
What is it called? The
Preschool.
Preschool. Guess it was a big hit.
I haven't seen a trailer for it yet. Maybe I can go look somewhere. Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. I know my wife and I were watching the series he had on Netflix and thought it was actually pretty good.
Canyon Country
or something like that. Yeah.
It was, yeah. 701-293-9000 email studio at WDAYradionow.com. 338. That's a Zeus sales and rental time check. Feel the power of Zeus. You'll find them at two locations, Hollywood Lumber Company, Highway 10 in Holly, and also at Moorhead. You got a big project, you need that bigger piece of equipment, machinery. Well, Zeus is the place to go. The cool thing is, they'll bring it to wherever your job's at, and when you're done, they'll come pick it up for you. Email says, I got so many direct messages, emails regarding this bill in Minnesota. Here's one to Jay. Check out proposed changes to Minnesota's classic car plates. They want to allow them only on Saturday and Sunday, sunrise to sunset. I don't think you are understanding. Well, number one, this thing is poorly written. But I don't think you are understanding what's going on, or you don't understand how these plates work in Minnesota. So this was sent out. By the way, this this House bill in Minnesota, they call them files, House file, 3865, it was dismissed from discussion for now.
Okay.
So the law remains unchanged And car guys and gals were freaking out getting a hold of me. Understandable. But, I don't think you're understanding this thing. New bill. House File 3865 has been introduced that could strictly limit. Yeah, we got my cheaters on. When we can drive our collector-plated vehicles. If this bill passes, your classic car slash truck becomes a weekend-only vehicle. Saturdays and Sundays only, sunrise to sunset, no weekday cruises or evening drives. No driving to Wednesday night roll-ins or local coffee meets. No weekday test drives after getting work done at the shop. The only exception is for parades and exhibitions, which is way too vague and leaves every one of us at risk for a ticket just for enjoying our hobby. We need to take action by Monday morning. The hearing is Monday, March 23rd. That would have been yesterday at 1 o'clock. We need to flood the committee's inbox before 8 a.m. so our opposition is on the official record. Restricting collector vehicles to weekends only hurts our local community events, prevents proper maintenance slash testing during business hours, and unfairly targets law-paying hobbyists. Please vote no on this bill. Let's keep our classics on the road any day of the week. Again, I don't think people were understanding what this bill was, at least the way I understand it.
Yeah, the explosion of comments I was reading were just like, okay, well, there goes classic car nights and cruises.
See,
and
that, so yeah. from you, if you have in Minnesota, if you have one of these specialty plates in a collector class, whether it's Pioneer, Classic Car, Collector, Street Rod, I think they have Collector Military, Classic Motorcycle. You are limited on the use of that vehicle. I believe in Minnesota, if you're going to have one of these plates, that can't be your primary. You have to have a daily driver. You can't use these cars for just a daily driver.
Okay.
With these plates, you're limited as to how you can use them. So current law in Minnesota establishes several types of vehicle categories. I already told you what those are. Vehicles registered under the collector class are limited to only being operated as collector's items and not for general transportation. And the requirements for most types of collector's vehicles are silent on operation at shows, parades, and the like. That's a current Minnesota law. So what this would have done, this bill would allow weekend operation of these vehicles during daylight hours on Saturdays and Sundays, and it explicitly allows their use related to car shows, exhibitions, parades, and similar special events. It also makes a variety of technical and clarifying changes, it says, which includes creating a centralized provision on the scope of collector vehicle operation. So, currently, the way I understand it, a collector car may not be used for general transportation and are only allowed to drive to and from collector events, shows, parades. This bill, if it would have happened, was adding general transportation on the weekend. So in other words, you could just get in it and go. You weren't limited.
Oh,
your weekends were opened up to, hey, you know what? Weekends, go ahead, use your... They're trying to exclude the line in the statute that says they can't be used for general transportation. That would be a good thing. But that's what the intent of this bill, again, poorly written. But for you folks that were crazy about, and I understand you, because when I first saw it, I'm like, well, wait a minute here. What are you doing in Minnesota now? But that's not the case. The case is they were trying to open it up for more use on the weekends.
Then it was poorly written, because that's not how I read it when I saw it either.
Yeah.
And I saw there are people that are imploring the senators and representatives over there to fix the vehicle tab calculation formula.
That is
insane.
We've talked about this on the program before. And I can't, what is it? Is it a I can't remember how it works in Minnesota, but it's like 160% of value. And they're valuing vehicles over there that are, it's just outrageous what the state has done to you vehicle owners when it comes to licensing your vehicles,
mm-hmm.
getting your tabs. They are way, way overvaluing cars and trucks. That way they can get more money out of you. because they blew $18 billion that they had a couple years ago. But again, this so this House file in Minnesota 3865 that was dismissed from discussion for now. But again, what that would have done is it would have given you more opportunity to use your vehicle on the weekends.
Okay.
And I don't know, honestly, I had I think Pioneer plates on my Camaro, and I finally was able to get the proper period correct plates with the right tab on it. And I don't know what the restrictions are on that thing. I never take it out, but I can't remember what my restrictions are on that on the North Dakota side. There's limited mileage or whatever, but again, I barely drive the car. So that's what's going on with that. You're not, again, they're trying to give you more opportunity to use your classic car. But again, this thing for now has been closed down for discussion. So that's just a heads up on that. Again, appreciate everybody getting me information, because like everybody else, when I first saw it, I'm like, what are you doing over here in Minnesota? Why would you do this? But then when you read what the current law is and then you see what they wanted to change, it actually is giving you more time to be able to enjoy that that car with the specialty plate. 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Yeah, here's something else, too, that I got to dig into. And there is a move. I don't know what these lawmakers think down there. I just don't. That's the same thing here in North Dakota. There is a move to ban sleds and ATVs on all state land.
What?
Yep. State Senator, I don't know who this is, Fong Hodge, moving to testimony and a vote on Senate file 1245. That would be a bill to outlaw all snowmobile and ATV use on state forest land statewide. Senate file 1245 requires the DNR to investigate closing down all existing trail and road paths, bans new trails, connections, extensions, and moves, bans all trails from within 200 feet of water, no exclusions for frozen water, bans water crossings, no exclusions for frozen water. You people in Minnesota need to keep an eye on this one. Do you know what this would do to businesses in Minnesota that are near these trails?
Mm-hmm.
Allows any 50 county petitioners to demand any trail be investigated for closure. Allows any 150 metro petition signers to demand any and all trails statewide be investigated for closure. Allows anybody to sue for trail closure for environmental concerns, even if the DNR disagrees. Holy smokes, man.
Well, and they do it with everything, but it's these kinds of things because they hope nobody will, you know, look up the .gov files on what the bill would do, that they can pass it in the cover of darkness, that no one keeps up on these things, and this is the reason why you should.
Ban sled and ATV use on county and township roads and ditches unless part of a government-mapped and approved trail system. Now, think about this. This is how out of touch these lawmakers are. And let's see. The two lawmakers on this, Senator, of course, DFL, Fong Hodge, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Of course, he's out of St. Paul.
Yeah, I'm told a Twin Cities legislator. Yeah.
And Senator Jennifer McGowan, I believe that's another Minneapolis or metro area politician.
Yeah, Duluth or Hermantown is what I'm being
told. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Well, then she's an absolute wackadoo because that's the hardest snowmobile country.
I know.
And do these two not realize that Minnesota is the home to Articat, Thief River Falls, of course, and let's not forget Polaris.
But Jay, climate change.
Yeah.
Got to protect Mother Earth.
Do you know what this would do for jobs in manufacturing? They're already hurting because the winters have been mellow.
Yeah, pretty much crater it.
And then think about your northern and central Minnesota resorts, the tourism, grouse hunters, deer hunters, trail riders, dealers, snowmobile clubs, bars, gas stations along these trails and routes. This is absolutely asinine. Minnesota, rocks and cows country. You got to be all over this.
Well, and it there used to be a time, and
this is whacked out.
I wish we could go back there, but there used to be a time when legislators would suggest things like this, and they would be laughed out of the committee room. I yearn for a time when that returns, because there's no sanity in things like this. There really isn't.
There's none. There's zero. And again, these are out of touch politicians. They don't have a clue. Somebody got into their ear and said, "Oh, you got to shut this down. Snowmobiles and ATVs, they're destroying everything.
Pollution. Yeah.
Mother Earth." Oh, wow. That one will be interesting to hold on, callers, with you in a second. That one will be interesting to find. Just got that sent to me. Jake email says, collector plates in Minnesota used to allow 3,000 miles per year. The bigger question is, what problem is being solved? Well, right now, they're not solving anything because the thing's shut down. But again, when I read it, it looks like they were opening it up so it's not as restrictive on the weekends.
Yeah, initially, before I read it, when I just saw the headline, I'm like, what are they saying? They're worried about emissions and all these different things. Mm-hmm. And so,
let's go to Moorhead, Tim J. Thomas Show.
Hey, I hope they pass every one of these things, including the gun laws.
Why?
I want to see everybody leave Minnesota.
Well,
let these people.
Aren't
smelling their own frickin' misery.
But aren't businesses pretty much, haven't they been leaving Minnesota already because of all the BS going on over there and these lawmakers still haven't learned their lesson? I mean, can you imagine if this apparently was to not go through? Can you imagine what that does
apparently not enough of them have left.
Well, I'm telling you, if you're in Minnesota, you're going to leave Minnesota?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm leaving Minnesota.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to North Dakota out west.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can get you a pass over here. You're going back out to Western North Dakota.
Well, Tim Walz is going to South Dakota. So
we're here.
Well, someplace that there's not many people and you can have a couple acres of land with a little creek going by, nobody bother you.
And you can ride your snowmobile or ATV all you want. Nobody can say squat about it.
Tim. You may have heard the ads just before Jay's show started. There is a place north of Grand Forks called Farmhouse Bunker.
Is that on the North Dakota side?
I thought so. Maybe I'm incorrect.
We'll have to check on that.
That's way too far east in North Dakota. These people are turning that way too.
You want to get as close to that Montana border as possible is what you're saying, right?
Well, I could move to Montana. I have a brother out there. He's got 20 acres of land for me.
There you go.
It's just a little too far.
Okay.
I got friends back here and stuff. But you know what? If it gets pushed that way, I'm out of here. I don't have nothing holding me here.
There you go. Thanks, Tim. You're probably not the only one. Wow. Let's ban all snowmobiling.
I mean,
why don't you just obscene.
Why don't you just ban all fishing, boating?
Believe me, if they could, they would.
Yeah.
We'll start here. Yeah, keep an eye on this one. Closing down all existing trail and road paths. Ban new trails, connections, extensions. Bans all trails from within 200 feet of water. No exclusions for frozen water. Does that mean you can't ride your snowmobile on the lakes? Is that how I'm reading this?
Bans
water crossings, no exclusions for frozen water.
Well, then that's how I would interpret it, then, yes.
Bans water cross, yeah. Allows any 50 county petitioners to demand any trail be investigated for closure. I would love to know the reasoning behind this from Senator Fong Hodge.
Yeah.
And Senator Jennifer McGowan. Ew. What is happening to Minnesota?
Is it one of those all snowmobiling is illegal on stolen land? Is that what that is?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Where's this coming from?
Just saying.
All right, callers, hang on. You got to hold on. I got to do some news, and then we'll come grab your calls. You want to weigh in on this, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. This is ridiculous. Jay Thomas Show. Maybe it's time that Minnesota split. You could have, like we have over here, you could have North Minnesota and South Minnesota. Because these people in the cities are nuts. Although this one gal, I'm being told, that's on pushing this bill, Jennifer McEwen, out of the Duluth area, which,
yeah,
that's a, wow.
Yeah, it was my first time there last year. That's a beautiful area.
Yeah, this would be to protect land, water quality, aquatic life, and wildlife from the effects of using certain motorized recreational trails. Take a hike, no pun intended. Good Lord, these people. Bruce, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, let me throw another log on that fire you're stoking to burn Minnesota to the ground.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. I didn't stoke this thing. These two knucklehead lawmakers in Minnesota are the ones that stoked this fire.
Yeah, and the immortal words of Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire.
Yeah, I'm trying to throw water on it, Bruce. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, one of their famous DFLers, Socialist Party down there in the cities, March 10th, was asked what does she plan to do about working on down the budget problem. And she said, she suggested next legislation that they draw up legislation to quadruple the licensing fees.
God, Lord.
Kid you not.
I just, honestly, I mean, these two knotheads have no idea what this would do to the economy in greater Minnesota.
No, they're completely on a third rail, man. They're not playing the reality at all.
But Jay, the greatest existential crisis in our time are cow farts and exhaust.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Later.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. 701-293-9000. Jay email says, if I'm not mistaken, you are allowed to use the state highways and roads if you're going to get gas or food. Well, under this, I don't think you'll be able to use anything.
Nope.
And here's the thing. I want to go back to something. By the way, 701-293-9000, if Minnesota folks want to weigh in on this. So they want to, under this Senate file 1245, this just came out, that requires the Minnesota DNR to investigate closing down all existing trail and road paths, ban new trails, connections, extensions, and moves, bans all trails from within 200 feet of water, no exclusions for frozen water, bans water crossings, no exclusion for frozen water, allows any 150 Metro petition signers to demand any and all trails statewide be investigated for closure. I don't understand. Allows any 150 Metro petition signers. What does that mean? Allows anybody to sue for trail closure for environmental concerns, even if the DNR disagrees. Ban sled and ATV use on county and township roads and ditches unless part of a government mapped and approved trail system. And again, do we need to remind these two knotheads that Minnesota is the home to, well, Arctic Cat and Polaris, and the damage that this would do for jobs and manufacturing, not to mention all the resorts in Minnesota, tourism, hunters out there, trail riders, dealers, the snowmobile clubs, bars. The list goes on and on and on. This is crazy. Oh, Lyle, I'm sorry, man. I must have hung up on you, dude. I apologize. 701-293-9000.
Well, and how very activist of them. We should be able to sue at any time because we want to be able to sue.
Why don't you people go to California if this is what you want?
California? Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah.
And excuse me, but all this state land isn't that really the taxpayers' land? Or is it not the taxpayers that pay for all this land, and now you're telling the taxpayers that pay for all the state land that they cannot use any of these state trails? Lyle's in Detroit Lakes. Hey, Lyle, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay, I got my tabs on my pickup renewed here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got an old pickup, and it was like $40, and I told the gal, well, that's not bad. She said, no, some people are paying like $1,600, $1,700 mm-hmm. a year, and then the next year it goes down $100.
What year is your truck?
2002.
Okay, yeah, because I know people that have vehicles that are like, what is it, 2013 around there, and yeah. they're paying an outrageous
several
amount
hundred dollars,
for
yeah.
tabs on their vehicle. Then it goes down after that. That's the state just trying to get money back that they blew. Imagine what this yeah, does. Imagine what this does to the state coffers if you shut all this down.
Yeah, but for me, my car, my old pickup, you know, I'm just using the highway as much as anybody else is. Mm-hmm. But then if you got a new one, you're paying, so, well, I got a newer car.
Mm-hmm.
It don't seem right.
It's not right. It's not. What's happened to Minnesota is just a shame. I don't know how it's gotten. And again, I'm a Minnesota boy, born and raised, man, Iron Range. Love Minnesota. But what these people down in the cities, these lawmakers are doing is just unbelievable. It's like every time you turn around, they're trying to hurt you citizens over there even more. And you, I mean, you know,
yeah.
we could get into the whole fraud thing. I mean, the billions of dollars there, but all this licensing and taxes here. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, and they
it's crazy
should,
what's happening.
They should
there.
Just call it what it is. Instead of vehicle tab renewal, it's fraud relief fund. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
The other thing, if you buy a pickup, you're paying taxes on it when you buy it. Mm-hmm. And if you sell it every year, somebody else buys it every year, you're paying taxes again.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're getting a lot of money out of the guy, but okay.
Thanks, Lyle. Hey, appreciate it. 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Are we still waiting for Devin?
Let me check.
See if he's there. We'll get to him, and I want to get to this TSA thing, too. All right, nothing there. Oh, you found the rules for the Pioneer plates.
I did,
collector
yeah.
plates. I knew typically 40-plus years old, restricted to use as collector's items, meaning they cannot be used for routine daily transportation, business, or farming operations. Permitted driving is limited to exhibitions, parades, car shows, club activities, and service and testing. Okay. Key restrictions for North Dakota Pioneer collector plates. No routine use. Vehicles cannot be used for daily transportation. Yeah, okay. So.
So similar to what you were describing.
Similar, yeah, similar. Yeah. All right. Let's see. All right. I'm just seeing if I caught. Yeah, hang on, callers. I'll get to you in a second. I'm just going through my emails here, making sure I get caught up on all the emails regarding the topic we're talking about. We'll look more into this too. Find out more. I'll see if I can get Jim Joy on, Representative Joy. Hey, Jerry J. Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay. Hey. You know, I don't know if it's been these two legislators, but there have been a few that have gone on record saying this is now Minnesota belongs to Somalia. And, you know,
who said that?
Turn it into Somalia.
Who said that?
I for the life of me, cannot remember the guy's name.
It was a lawmaker that said that?
Well, I think it was the mayor of Minneapolis.
Well, that would be.
Or one of the council members of Minneapolis or something like that.
That sounds like something that would come out of a council member's mouth.
Is that the same genius Jacob Fry that just said instead of sending ICE agents to the airports, why don't they just hire more TSA agents?
And what's the answer to Jacob Fry on that? You idiot. They can't hire more. Good Lord.
So, yeah, it's like. It's like if they can't do it in the city, they don't want the greater Minnesota area people to be able to do it. It's
crazy what's going on in Minnesota. It really is. And this is an absolute harebrained idea. I mean, for any lawmaker to sit down and sign off on this and go, you know what, I'm on board with this. Yeah, put my name on it. They have no clue. No clue at all. Not one bit.
Yeah.
What this would do to Minnesota.
I just wonder what it's going to do to property values in Minnesota when everybody starts leaving.
Yeah, no kidding. Jerry, appreciate it.
Well, probably similar to New York and California. Good luck on your tax the rich bills when there ain't no rich left to tax.
Well, look at the governor of New York. What, she's begging me? Hey, go tell your millionaire friends to come back.
Yeah.
We're hurting.
Yeah.
What do you expect's going to happen?
I know.
When you sit there and you call out people that have done well for themselves, you created jobs.
Yeah.
And then you start threatening to take all their money. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to leave. You think that's not going to have an effect on your bottom line as a state? And now they're feeling the effects of it.
Well, and even
tell your rich friends to move back here.
And even to the extent of this wouldn't probably be on anyone's normal radar, but you look at the New York Giants, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, their owner has said, hey, we may move, or some of our players may move across the river into New Jersey, other stuff, because we're not going to pay this deal.
Boy, I'll tell you, Minnesota, you've got to overpower that metro area down in the cities and get these people out of office. You got to do it, or this craziness continues.
You got to get out and vote.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that is the bottom line. Right now in the metro, they are the ones going door to door and getting people out to the polls. Mm-hmm. You've got to get off your duff and get to the voting box.
Oh. Email says, Jay, you repeatedly tell North Dakota to sell the pen. Yes, I have. North Dakota, sell me the pen. Well, let's get to the point that we're not Minnesota is a pretty good sales point. man, I'm going to tell you right now, if this were to happen in Minnesota, God forbid, if somebody had any ounce of sense, especially in the North Dakota Tourism Department, they'd be all over this. You would be pounding this so hard to come to North Dakota.
Well, we got
to get some snow over here. But.
Well, I was going to say, what was the infamous billboard on 94 East or West, rather? We're open for business.
Yeah. Was that Burgum that did that?
Something like that.
Yeah. Another email, Jay, what's next from the environmental whack jobs? Are they going to ban boats and skis on public waters? What would that do to the state's economy? Well, they'd love to. They would love to. I think that wasn't there a big push on these wake boats?
Yes, it was destroying shorelines, the algae, all of these different sorts of things.
Believe me, if they could, they would. Jay, what is the new ATV law? It's not a new law yet. They're trying to push it through. We were just talking about it. I just gave you all the information. They basically, this Senate file to this emailer. Senate file 1245 requires a DNR to investigate closing down all existing trail and road paths. Bans new trails, connections, extensions, and moves. Bans all trails from within 200 feet of water, no exclusion for frozen water. Bans water crossings, no exclusions for frozen water, which I got to believe that means you can't take your snowmobiles and ATVs on the ice anymore.
I mean, that's
the way I'm reading it. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
As you're describing it, that's how I would interpret it, yeah.
And listen to this. Allows any 50-county petitioners to demand any trail be investigated for closure. Allows any 150 metro petition signers to demand any and all trails statewide be investigated for closure. And here's the crazy part. Allows anybody to sue for trail closure for environmental concerns, even if the DNR disagrees. Well, I thought in the eyes of Minnesota lawmakers, Minnesota, the DNR was God over there.
Well, these folks, I would imagine, want to make their activists their new God.
Ban sled and ATV use on county and township roads. You know the roads that you pay for as taxpayers? And ditches. Well, as part of a government-mapped and approved trail system. That's what this is. We'll see how far this thing goes. But that's what they're pushing in Minnesota.
Be interesting.
And again, it's Senator, it looks like Fong, Hodge, Assistant Majority Leader out of the Twin Cities area, and Senator Jennifer A. McEwen, DFLer, and we're being told she's out of the Duluth, Minnesota area. Jay, does the Patriot Act protect us? Look around. We're worse off now than we were before 9/11. Patriot Act was already written before 9/11. All it does is spy on us while illegals infiltrate our country and make the taxpayers pay for it. That's out of the blue. Yeah, speaking of that, Patriot, this TSA thing. The lines are outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
You have, here's the other thing. So this is how out of touch our government is.
We're from the government. We're here to help.
So Ronnie and I are in the office this morning watching this story on this terrible accident that happened at LaGuardia. So they're going to hold a press conference today. And the folks from the National Transportation and Safety Board get up to the podium and talk about why it's taken so long to get going on this investigation. Because their people, their investigators, were tied up for hours in TSA lines.
Yeah.
And I'm screaming at the TV and Ronnie going, you got to be kidding me. You're telling me. You're an investigator for the National Safety and Transportation Board, or whatever you call it.
Yep.
Why did Patrick Duffy...
Sean Duffy.
Or Sean Duffy. I always say Patrick. Sean Duffy. You're telling me that he can't make a call to TSA and say, hey, look, we've got investigators going to that terrible accident at LaGuardia.
Yep.
Here's the flight they're going to be on. So they're not going through TSA. We need them to get here to investigate this.
Yep.
Wave them through. You're telling me that phone call can't be made so these investigators have to sit in line for hours? Or like you brought up, Ronnie, where are these $70 million aircrafts that Christy Noem had?
Yeah.
You couldn't get them on one of these aircraft?
Yep. I mean, if you're a federal investigator, and that goes for people like FBI, all this kind of stuff, I mean, I'm putting the NTSB, especially if they're going to an active investigative scene or crash scene, get them on one of these DHS jets get them the hell where they need to go.
Nobody makes a phone call and says, hey, our investigators are on flight whatever. You wave them through. They're not even going through TSA. They got to get here and investigate this terrible accident that happened. Mike, J. Thomas Show. Mike.
Yeah. Hello, Jay.
You're up.
Jay, have you heard anything else about that bill on the weapons bill? They're saying you can't have a clip with more than 10 rounds in it.
Yeah, there's like 20 different bills going through. I had the vice president of the Sportsman's Alliance on last week. I think we re-ran that yesterday.
We did.
And this bill's going to go nowhere. But like he was saying, the scary part is, they could take chunks of these bills and slip them into other bills in the undercover of night. So you got to keep an eye on that.
This is just ridiculous.
Oh, it's stupid. You know, it's absolutely stupid.
These guys are going to try and make law enforcement the fall guy.
Yep, they are.
Just like these legislatures with the Department of Motor Vehicles on these tag increases.
Yep.
People yell at those people there. The DMV officers, it's not their fault.
Yeah,
and now they're going to try and make law enforcement officers the fall guy on this, saying that, well, you just have to walk into this person's house.
Yeah, well, these people that try to pass these gun bills probably have never owned a firearm, have no clue about firearms. Prime example, in Moorhead, one of the city council members over there, actually, I think it's Deb White, that's Senator Kupak's wife, she's questioning the Moorhead Police Department because they auction off items. They sell off items when they get new equipment, like holsters and lights and stuff. And she's having a, oh, my God, isn't this day? I mean, she has no clue what the hell she's talking about. And she's questioning, you know, the chief over there, Helmick, and others like, are you kidding me? Do you have any idea what the hell you're talking about? The people, they could impersonate a law enforcement officer. It's a damn holster. You can buy them online. And she's worried about that. Thank God you got Lisa Borgen over there that has an ounce of sense to straighten this stuff up. Well, Mike, appreciate it. Dan J. Thomas Show.
Say, a little bit different here.
Yeah.
I just got my third visit from someone that's passing out flyers for supposedly the Republican Party in North Dakota.
Okay.
He's an African American, mm-hmm. and I finally asked him today where he's from. He said he's from Georgia.
Okay.
And he's the flyers are for Dr. Phil Sasberg, Everett Duckworth, and Russell Bubach.
No clue who them people are.
Okay, that was my question. And so, it's for the June 9th primary. So, that's my question.
Your question is, who are these three?
Yeah, who are these? And and I asked them today because the first two times it's here, I just blew them off, whatever.
Yeah.
And today I questioned them.
Was a dude?
And I asked them. I said, "Are you even a Republican?" Because they said the Republican Party.
Nah, he's probably paid. Probably paid to hand these out. Was he wearing a big backpack?
Yeah.
Okay, because there was somebody in our neighborhood yesterday. They didn't stop at our house. Some younger dude walking around looked like he had a bunch of like door hanger flyers in his hand. Never stopped at our house. Then I noticed on the Next Door app. I don't even know I belonged to that thing. People were putting pictures up of somebody walking around passing out flyers at people's homes. So there must be more than one person handing these things out. What are the names again? We'll look them up.
Dr. Phil Solberg.
Dr.
Duckworth.
Hold on. Slow your roll, player. Hold on. Dr. Phil what?
Solberg. Sallberg.
Okay. What's the next one?
Everett. Duckworth, Duckworth.
Okay.
And Russell Bubach, Bubach.
All right, we'll take a look. That Russell name sounds kind of familiar, but we'll look it up and see there. 437, Jay Thomas Show. Messages people want to know if at any point we're going to talk about the press conference today Fargo PD held. Police chief, tomorrow. I got to make some calls tonight when I get home.
Yeah, I have even more questions after seeing that.
Hang on. There it is. That's the message that Rocks and Cow Country sent it down to the Twin Cities. Get yourself a load of trouble. Yeah, let's just shut them all down. All right, what were you saying now there, Ronnie?
I have even more questions after seeing said press conference earlier today.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. 701-293-9000. We'll check in with Matt Carlson here a little bit. Fix it forward. I don't care. Find out what they got going on. So we're talking about the TSA, and it's like they start the press conference off. Well, our investigators are hours behind because they get stuck for hours in TSA lines and screaming at the TV, go, wait a minute here. Nobody made a phone call? Nobody made a phone call to... Let whatever airport know that, hey, our federal investigators have to get to LaGuardia. They're taking this flight. They will not be going through the TSA. They need to get here and get this investigation going. Well, nobody makes that phone call.
Yeah, not only that, but they came on to say the press conference will be pushed back another hour and a half because we have the people who are supposed to be here aren't here.
Hey, Tim, Jay Thomas Show.
You know, you were talking about earlier about these paths for ATVs and snowmobiles and stuff in Minnesota.
Yes.
Would that include people with, like, hiking trails or bike trails?
No.
No.
Just gas powered.
Okay. Well, and that's another thing, too, is if they not allow that, the sales of ATVs and snowmobiles are going to probably drop.
That's what I...
And nobody would want to be in Minnesota, and they'd have to go somewhere else to enjoy there.
Because well, it's the whole point.
Yeah, Minnesota's the only place in the area that has a lot of trails, a lot of open area to do that. It's like it's pointless for them to take that away from them.
It's stupidity. It's absolute stupidity is what it is. It's ridiculous. Tim, appreciate the phone call. Email says, Jay, so question, what is everyone going to do with their snowmobiles? Have a massive auction in Fargo? Like, is Minnesota going to reimburse him? Gotta love our state. Yeah, you got to love your state. They come up with some real harebrained ideas. Another email, Jay, they get rid of all the ATV trails and keep adding bike and walking trails out in the middle of the state that go to nowhere. This is absolutely stupid. It is. It is. Another email, Jay, so if this crazy law would pass, my son would be in trouble going from his garages on one side of the road to cross the county road next to his house to drive down to his house driveway? Yeah, it could be. I don't know. We'll have to dig more into this thing. And for Dan, who said wanted to know who these three people running for office are, somebody was
passing out flyers.
Flyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's District 13. This is back in end of January. Phil Sahlberg is running for the Senate. Everett Duckworth and Russell Bobach are both running for House of Representatives. Sahlberg is a retired dentist and business owner. Works part-time for a community dental center out in West Fargo. Duckworth is a retired civil engineer. And Bobach is over 35 years of public service with the USDA Farm Service Agency, where he served as an administrative officer, district director, and county director. And he currently serves as District 13 Republican Party chair. District 13, by the way, West Fargo residents, that's us north of I-94. Senator Judy Lee, Jim Jonas, and Austin Schauer, all Republicans, currently represent that district. Those three are going to be tough to beat.
Mm-hmm.
There, so there you go, Dan, who called in earlier. That's who those three are. Again, I'm not deep enough into politics, so names didn't. One kind of rang a bell, but
and it sounds like there aren't going to be many people attending the Republican Party convention. So It's a little kerfuffle going on.
Well, isn't it just because the party is so split in North Dakota? Is that what it is?
I think that's part of it. Now, one person down the hall.
I don't sit in my garage and think of this stuff.
Has also made the assertion that it's because it's way up there in Minot.
Minot,
a little bit of a drive.
Just a little bit. Yeah. A little bit?
Yes. I just watched that again last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. I've been telling you about their specials for a long time now. I want to tell you a little something different because I want everybody to know about this. Journey Church, excited to announce its upcoming gas buy-down event. That'll be this weekend from 9 to 11:30 at PetroServe USA, the one on Broadway North. I believe this is like their third year of doing this. So the event will result in a price reduction of at least 75 cents per gallon.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Helping individuals and families manage the challenges of rising fuel costs. So that'll be at the PetroServe USA, located at 2921 Broadway North in North Fargo. March 28th. I believe that's Saturday.
That sounds right.
Sunday? Saturday?
March 28th.
Yeah, Saturday. So there you go. Again, this will be at the Broadway, North Broadway location. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Let's see. Jay, it's your fault, citizens that don't like this stupidity, kick out the ones who want these goofy changes. How is it my fault? Oh, I see what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's telling the citizens.
Yes.
It's your fault, citizens, that don't like this stupidity. Kick out the ones who want these goofy changes. Yeah, you got to get out there and vote, man. Matt Carlson, Fix It Forward, Auto Care. How's it going, buddy?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. Spring is almost here, weather-wise. We got the ups and downs, but I got to believe it's... Well, it's always busy at Fix It Forward Auto Care, but now with spring here, you know, people start rolling their windows down, driving around. All of a sudden, they're like, hey, wait a minute. What's that noise coming out of my vehicle? I didn't hear that.
Knocking.
It's because your windows have been rolled up all winter long. So I got to believe they're going to start busting the doors down.
That is so true. As soon as you roll the windows down, you hear that squeaking and that rattling noise that you didn't hear before. And the nice thing is you can get it taken care of before it leaves you stranded somewhere.
Exactly.
But yeah, we absolutely, you know, we're We're busy, but we're not too busy to get people in on the same day or next day service on all of our shops. Oh. So if people have a concern, they want something like that checked out. We also offer, not everybody knows this, but we do a free 15-minute inspection, because we don't have this, like, if you're going to bring your car in, it's $100 for us to look at it, or $150 what a lot of shops are. We don't know what's going on. So we do a free 15-minute inspection. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we can, you know, take it for that test drive or put it up on the rack and see what's going on and how it takes. Other times, if we do have to charge some time for testing, we know what we're testing because we've got an idea what's going on. We're not just throwing out random numbers. So if you're driving around, you roll your windows down because it's a nice day, you start hearing a noise, bring it in. We'll test it for 15 minutes for free. No commitment on the customer side.
Love that.
We'll tell you what we know based on that. You can decide where you want to go from there.
Weather's nice, windows are down. Okay, let's roll these windows down. When I'm not like on a busy thoroughfare, when I'm on a, you know, side streets going home or whatever, then I'll roll the windows down. All right, let's take a list and see if I hear anything I don't really want to hear. So far, so good. I got a crazy story for you. Hang on, callers, with you in a second. Larry will be first. So I'm in my office today, and Scott Henning comes rolling in my office. He had a gal on, a guest on his show, and he goes, hey, Jay, my guest has a problem with her truck. Can you go figure it out? I'm like, well, I'm not a mechanic, but let me give it a shot. So this is crazy. And I told him, well, you probably should go get it fixed. So she starts her truck. It's, what was it, a 2017 Chevy Silverado. Starts her truck with her factory auto start. Go in there, put the key in, you know, to fire everything up. Go to shut the truck off. Matt, the truck won't shut off.
Oh.
It's got to be ignition problem.
I tell you what, we've got a situation now with cars where they are so computer controlled that things can really mess us up. I don't know what's wrong with that truck. I've got some ideas, but I'll tell you another similar case that we had.
Yeah.
We had a Ford Focus come in, and it would do, see, you'd start the car, it'd run fine. You'd turn it off and it'd keep dieseling and keep running for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the ultimate cause of that was?
What?
This is how complex our cars are now. The windshield washer fluid pump had broken, and it was pumping windshield washer fluid through the electrical line that powers it back into the body control module, which is a computer, and it corroded the computer that tells the engine when to turn on and off.
What was the price of that fix?
Well, it ended up being more than we wanted, because we had to replace the pump. We had to replace a little bit of wiring.
Yeah.
And then we had to replace a corroded body control module. But it had nothing to do with the ignition switch.
That's
which
crazy.
Is where a person would go and look and say, and this is actually a shockingly common problem. The modern wiring in cars is sealed so well to keep any moisture out of it that when any type of sensor that senses fluid, when they break, it ends up pumping the fluid through the wire all the way back into the module and damages the module. We see it with coolant. We see it with brake fluid. We see it with oil. And, of course, we see it even with windshield washer fluid.
This
is how complex these cars can be.
That's crazy. You got to go back to old school, man, where you could lift the hood and actually see the ground.
You know?
You didn't even have to get under the car to change the oil filter. You could just reach in there and take the filter off. All right. What are your locations?
Yeah, we weren't auto starting those.
Yeah. What are your? Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, we were. We walked out and turned them on ourselves. That was our auto start. Just like we were. Just like we were the remote control when we were kids for our parents. What are your locations and hours, buddy?
So we're all over Fargo, Moorhead. We are in North Fargo, downtown Fargo, right on the corner of First and University. We're in Moorhead on 2nd Avenue North. We are on 13th Avenue right in front of Menards in West Fargo. We are on 52nd Avenue way in South Fargo down by the Cheyenne River. And we are now at our new location on Downtown University, where we will be having an open house this Friday. Sorry, not Downtown University, on South University, right by the Cork and Cleaver, where we will be having a open house on Friday evening, because we are giving away our 700th car. So we're going to have free tickets to the fair there. We're going to have free pizza with Happy Joe's, and we'll be announcing who we're giving our 700th car away. So I encourage anybody to come check that out this Friday, from 5 to 7 and see everything that's going on.
You guys rock, Matt. Always a pleasure talking to you. Keep up the great work, man.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, brother. 450, Larry, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. One statement about taxes in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We live in North Dakota. We have a small plot of land, one-third of an acre, and we have a trailer up there. And after 2 weeks, they consider it a permanent homestead.
What? So, really?
I talked to Cass County, St. Cass County, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It was $85,000 12 years ago. Now they valued at
$153,000. Oh.
Excuse me.
God, Lord. And so it's just a trailer you have on the land?
It is a travel trailer.
Travel trailer.
It's been there more than 2 weeks. It is considered, quote unquote, a permanent homestead.
So, Minnesota. So let me ask you this. I kid you not. Seriously. If you went there, just, and I know this would be pain, but let's just say you went there 1 week and 6 days, just under 2 weeks. And if you hooked the trailer up and moved it 3 feet and unhooked it, would that be considered moved so it's not a permanent home?
No.
Wow.
Once on the same property.
Okay.
This, for all your listeners, I know where I'm at, but if they have a trailer, can I ask how you know that? They take drones. They send it to me. They have they don't even assess it anymore. They use drones. Say, yep, your trailer's been there, same spot for, you know, 2 months, 3 months, whatever.
Wow. Minnesota's leadership is absolutely...
I don't think they have
horrendous.
Any.
Well, there is, exactly.
Leadership.
That's crazy. Larry, appreciate the phone call. I'm running out of time here. That's nuts. How's your permanent home?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that before. Like, everything else that is going on there isn't terrifying enough already. And when my wife and I were driving on the way to Duluth, you saw a pretty fair amount of those. There were places just with a dirt road off of the highway into the forest, and here was what would be a travel trailer.
Mm-hmm. You know, back to that TSA story before we get out of here. That LaGuardia accident with the plane and the fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
How about the stewardess that got tossed 300 feet out of the plane?
Still strapped into her seat.
Into her seat, thrown 300 feet out of the plane, and all she had was some scrapes and bruises. How luck? Go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I would consider possibly quitting and traveling the world because you just got an extra life back.
Wow. Can you imagine? I mean, the luck. Wow. Hey, yeah. Jay, if a vehicle will not shut off after remote start, the first thing to check, ready for this, is the brake lights. The remote start looks for the brake light trigger to shut down. And if it doesn't see it, it will remain running until runtime expires. More common on GM vehicles, it could be a brake switch, brake light, or a fuse. That's,
well,
vehicles are crazy.
I was going to say, it makes sense because I've got a Chevy Equinox, and I have to depress the brake to use the auto start push button in my
van. If you're using a push start.
So that makes sense.
But this wasn't a push start. This is like the auto start, like to start the vehicle.
Okay.
All right, got to rock and roll. Yeah, we're out of time. Folks, got to go. For you folks listening on the flag stations, you got Mark Levin next. For you folks listening on WDAY Radio, it is Valley News Live. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too.